Thank you, Mr. President. Let me start, first of all, by congratulating you on the inclusion of gender mainstreaming as a separate agenda point for this MSP and for according it a chapter of its own in the Lausanne Action Plan monitoring report. The emphasis on gender and diversity considerations is one of the strong points of the Lausanne Action Plan. The more aware land release, risk education, and victim assistance activities are to the diverse roles and needs of people, the more effective they will be. We welcome the establishment of the gender focal points in the Convention, which will help ensure that the attention to the issue remains high. And we believe the terms of reference which France and Namibia have proposed offer a sound game plan for the work of the focal points. The brevity of the document might perhaps be a bit deceptive, because being only short pages long, and despite the level of ambition having been adjusted to ensure consensus, the proposed activities are still quite extensive and will certainly add value to the Convention. We thank our good colleagues from France and Namibia for their hard work on this and look forward to reaching consensus on the document. As indicated in the two monitoring reports, there is still some ways to go in terms of gender and diversity mainstreaming. The official monitoring report lists only one state as having met the threshold of action four, whereas the Mine Action Review monitoring report lists three states parties that integrate gender and diversity considerations in the work plans and strategies: Chile, Iraq, and Lebanon. And we salute those three and hope that they may be able to share their good experiences with the other affected states parties. And on the topic of sharing, we would also like to applaud and advertise the newly published fact sheet on gender and diversity in the Cluster Munitions Convention, which was developed by UNIDIR, the GICHD, and the International Gender Champions Disarmament Impact Group. It's a very handy two-pager that outlines some salient facts and messages, and we have duly noted the suggestions for action by the donor states. Gender mainstreaming is a priority area for Norway in all of our humanitarian and development cooperation. Project descriptions must include an assessment of the impact on gender equality, and furthermore, all grant agreements have provisions on gender disaggregation in reporting and a requirement to be in line with the resolution on gender peace and security, 1325. Most partner reports show that gender mainstreaming guides the implementation of projects, but also vis-à-vis our partners, there is still some ways to go. We look forward to continuing to work on this issue with our partners and are pleased to confirm that our own delegation to this meeting is 50-50 gender balanced. Thank you.